Adventist World Radio. From broadcast to baptism. Powered by SID Media.
Good afternoon, Pastor Ngorima.
Good afternoon, Bongi. How are you?
I'm much better now that we can hear you clearly. Thanks for making time to speak with us, Pastor. How are you doing?
I'm pretty well. The Lord is keeping me.
Of course. So happy that you've made it through one more time, Pastor. We appreciate the time that you've shared with us throughout this week. And we have one more question for you for today. And I was just saying to the listeners, I don't know where this obsession with polygamy is coming from, but we have another question about polygamy.
It's fine, yes. You are most welcome. Go ahead.
All right. So the question is, where polygamy is allowed, should this also apply to women so that a wife can have many husbands?
Since polygamy is not something which is approved by God, both ways is supposed to be allowed, because it would be unfair for men to have many wives and women not having many husbands. So anything can be done, because the moment when a person gets more wives, it becomes something which is not acceptable before God.
Right.
So the culture is supposed to be fair then.
Yeah. The men are not happy. The men are not happy with you right now.
And they're supposed to be happy with me, because the same pain which women, I guess, when I get many wives, is the same pain the women receives.
But it's the other way around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. So for it to be fair, one man, one wife, one wife, one man. If you decide to have multiple spouses, let it apply both sides.
Okay, so just to end this conversation, I think maybe could you speak to us a little bit about what is the biblical reference, I suppose, for the monogamy, for one man, one wife? Why do we believe in that, and what are the benefits of that? Because some people might feel that's just, I've heard people argue that's a Western concept. In Africa, we don't believe in that. Polygamy is a normal thing in Africa and in other various cultures. So what is it that makes us believe, we as Africans believe, that the Christian way is, the biblical way is one man, one wife?
Okay. First of all, the Bible is not a Western book. It's not a Western book.
Mm-hmm.
It's God's book.
Right.
And the writers were never from, or never came from Western countries. Some lived in Africa and some in the Middle East.
Yeah.
And the Bible was not introduced to Africa by whites. No, it was already in Africa. If you read Acts chapter 8, that eunuch, you see. So coming to your question, in Genesis,
mm-hmm.
God created Adam. And he created Eve for Adam. That's the ideal setup.
Right.
Then because of sin, that's when polygamy started. And it was started by those guys who ran away from the presence of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
There, after sin. If you consider chapter 7, of 1 Corinthians, verse 1, it talks about one man having one wife,
mm-hmm.
and one wife having one man.
Mm-hmm.
If you feel that you cannot stay alone, you are being overwhelmed by feelings, you cannot stand the feelings, you are supposed to get married than to burn. So how are you supposed to marry? One spouse is enough for one person. Yes. So that's the Bible reference which I can give.
Okay, I think that's clear. I think that's pretty clear. Any final thoughts now on the subject as we wrap up, since we won't be able to meet again tomorrow? If anyone, you know, any other of the common misconceptions or misunderstandings that you can think of with regards to marriage, monogamy, polygamy, and things like that?
My advice is that we are supposed to respect this institution. It was established by God to develop human characters, to provide fellowship for humanity, mm-hmm. and we are supposed to pray for ourselves, because the issue of adultery is not very far away from each one of us, mm-hmm. and the devil is there to disturb this institution. So we are supposed to have information about it, mm-hmm. pray about it, and respect it. And we'll enjoy it. We'll enjoy it. It's something which we are supposed to enjoy, yeah. rather than enduring.
Right.
As we are speaking right now, is one of the most disturbed thing.
Yeah.
Which God provided humanity. The devil has distorted almost everything. Mm. This question are coming forth. Is the devil who is trying to complicate things.
Mm.
And people think marriage is difficult, marriage is hard, and it's scaring away youth who wants to get into it.
Yeah.
Yet it's something which are supposed to enjoy in the fullest sense.
Mm. Mm. Beautiful. I think also married people sometimes also bear responsibility in that, because there was a period, I don't know if it's still going on, but there was a period where the messaging around marriage was that, oh, it's hard, it's difficult, this thing, it's trying, it tests you. And so sometimes I think married people sometimes also participate in making it seem like an undesirable, difficult thing, like, you're better off by yourself, just play the field, hop from one partner to another, but you don't need to commit and all of that. But
you can say that again. You can say that again. And your failure, one's failure is being spread to other people.
Mm.
And if I fail in my marriage, then I'll scare other people.
Yes.
And at the moment, some of the challenges, mm-hmm. which we are facing in marriage is because of our choices.
Mm.
People, some people are staying with the people whom they were not designed to stay with.
Mm.
That's wrong matches.
That's deep. That's deep. Well, this sounds like a longer conversation that needs to be had, because there's so many other nuances when we're talking about marriage. For example, yes, on the one hand, maybe we can say that married people have made it look like it's a difficult thing. But before that, married people made it look like it was just honeymoon every day. And so when people came into it and found difficulties, they were confused, like, how? I thought this thing was supposed to be nice. So I guess we went from one extreme to another in the effort to be honest about the challenges. It became almost completely negative. And so I guess we have to find a balance. But this sounds like a longer conversation that we need to have. And I hope we'll be able to connect at some point in the future so that we can delve deeper into the subject, not just for married people, but also for single people who are looking and trying to make the decision, do I even want this thing? To give a clearer picture of what God's intention is for it.
You are right. You are right. It's a longer conversation which requires a lot of discussions,
yeah.
questions, answers,
yeah.
sharing. I think it's worth sharing, and it's worth to be discussed.
For sure, for sure. And thank you so much, Pastor. We appreciate you coming through for us from Monday until today. It's been a blessing and a pleasure having you on. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much for considering me to come to this platform and share my understanding on this. God bless you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Family, Pastor Robert Ngorima there, coming through and sharing his time with us to answer some of your questions. If you have any more questions that you'd like us to get into, the number is +27734703520.
Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.